been needed. At times I feel defeated.
Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello, good morning. It is now coming up, well, it's just past 10:41, and I am joined in the studio by a very special guest all the way from Boston, America. I'm joined with DJ D. Kimball. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Or do they say, what do they say here when you say do cheery, cheerio, happy?
No, we just say, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. All right. Okay, I'm
good. Good, good. And yeah, you're all the way over from America. What brings you to the little town of Brentwood?
Well, basically, to be here with you guys in the studio. But what brings me here is just promoting my music. I'm actually doing a couple projects over here as well, too. I'm going to be playing over at the Beck Theater over in Hayes on Sunday. Also doing a little bit of DJing in a couple of places in downtown London as well, too. So helping a couple other DJs out.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about your music in a little bit, but I wanted to start out by asking you, I've seen that you've done a lot of different roles in the arts in general before you got to the point you are now.
Yes.
So I wondered if we could talk about that for a little bit, starting with, like, you were a radio personality, I saw, for a little bit.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I did some radio personality stuff.
Is it weird for you to be on that side of the...
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Now, you know, I feel like I should be asking you the questions, but you're asking me the questions. But yeah, I was a radio personality a little bit. It was fun. I love music, and so and always, you know, the creativity, speaking to independent artists, doing funny skits and doing all kinds of stuff and cool stuff on the radio. So yeah, I did that a little bit.
And speaking of funny skits and things, you also were stand-up comedy.
I know stand-up comedy.
How did you get into that?
Years ago, you know, just this would have been like 20 years ago. I was 19 years old and just wanted to do it. Just thought I feel should do it. I went into an open mic in New York. And at the time, I think I had to take two people with me to even get some stage time. So there was a couple of people that were homeless on the street. This is a true story. And I paid them to come see me at the show, so I'm able to get my 5 minutes of open mic time. And the crowd loved me. They thought I was really funny. And the rest is history. So I did that for a while. I was doing good at it.
Amazing. So how did you then get into DJing? How did you fall into
how I transitioned? I always liked music. I think I grew up in a family where we love music. We're all over the place. I think the stand-up comedy wasn't paying at the time. Mm-hmm. They were paying you in food, you know, basically was not getting any money, and I needed something to survive, and I was going to college at the time. So I picked up a couple of house parties and made a couple $100 here and there, and then the rest is history. So that's how I started picking up DJing.
Amazing. And something I'd love to do, doing live events and stuff. I've always find that really cool. But when did you know? You say you grew up with a lot of music and you love music. Who did you listen to? Like, what was your passion with music back then?
Oh, music. Oh, we listened to everything. I remember growing up, my mom in particular was disco. I mean, I can remember listening to disco a lot when we were a lot younger. My sisters were into some R&B in that 80s era. I know my dad was into the Eric Claptons and Queen and some of the other, even some of the UK, the London kind of artists there. And then I was certainly into hip hop. You know, I was into the gangster rap because I thought I was a gangster, but really wasn't, you know, a wannabe. But I think in between all the clashes of all the music that I was presented with, it just gave me the ability to go in any DJ event and I'm able to sort of rock the place, you know, because I know everything it is to know about music because I was exposed to everything.
That's the best way to be, though. I have people being like, how do you know that song? You're not old enough. It's like, just remember my mum listening to it whilst I'd like sit on the stairs while she was hoovering.
And that's the best thing too.
It's definitely the best to have all that different type of music.
Yeah.
We're going to showcase some more of your music in a bit. We played your song to start with, The Meaning of Life, which I really love.
Yeah.
But talking about music when you were growing up too, what do you listen to now? Do you find yourself...
I find like I listen to everything.
Still everything,
I mean, everything.
Yeah.
I can listen to EDM. I can listen to even polka music. I find myself listening to polka music the other day. You know, listen to pop, listen to hip hop, listen to everything. Music is music. I think it's a way to bring people together. I think with everything that's going on in the world, I think you could just find yourself lost in music. And so I'm able to listen to anything at this point.
Yeah, and so with all the different music you listen to, who do you think influences your music the most?
Who influences my music?
What do they all influence?
Wow. As far as the DJ side of it, I like Calvin Harris because I do a little bit of, you know, EDM as well and producing. So I like his stuff because it's really real. It affects me, you know. It just moves me. Jay-Z is one of my influences. Clapton. I do play a little bit of bass guitar as well, too. So I like him. I don't know. It's such a loaded question. It's just everybody influenced me. I think probably the best person I actually, best artist that I will actually pay to see and just hang out with is Van Morrison. So that will probably be my number one artist right there. Just a guy that I certainly respect, not only in his music, just in his career and his personality.
Yeah.
But everybody, I think every musician has something to bring to the table. So I'm willing to listen to everybody.
Yeah, and speaking about your music and the tracks that you make, what's the process behind how you go about getting like collabs and people featuring on your tracks and the whole process, start to finish? Do you want to give like a little summary of how it works?
I like that. It's a good question. Well, the process just starts with you. You know, I think with myself and with independent artists in general, I think you just got to be really, got to be authentic. You know, you got to write something that means something for you. So for me, it's about my life and how I feel. That's why the song called Meaning of Life that you just played is something that I feel. So you got to have to start with something that means a lot to you. After that, you write the lyrics. You just write what you feel, and then you just, you know, you write the chorus, you write the hook, you write the lyrics. And how I get my features is I, you know, talk to a few people that I feel that has the same kind of mindset I have. The artist that's featured on my song, they feel the same way I feel. So you almost have to have something that's relatable to other artists to jump on board. And so what had happened is I reached out to them. They were with it. I wrote the hook for them. They recorded it. Took to record it and kind of did a mix down in my studio. I work with other producers as well. We were able to mix it down and ready to put it out there for people to hear. So that's how the process goes.
It's definitely a great track. I really like it. And yeah, with the What's the Meaning of Life, I think it's a great lyric and hook and things like that. It's really catchy.
I appreciate that.
So talking about the stuff that you've recorded, what are your future plans?
Oh, I got a lot of planning. Well, The Meaning of Life is an album. So it's basically a Meaning of Life. It's going to be maybe a 10 track album with 10 songs on it. And it's going to be about the meaning of life. So it's about things that we all deal with every day. It's going to be relatable content that you and I can relate to. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your religion. I think everybody is going to be able to relate to these songs because everybody is going through something. So I'm going to finish up those 10 tracks. I'm working on a couple EDM tracks as well too. You know, I have some upcoming tours going on in other countries as well. Not only in the great UK, which I love it here, by the way.
Lucky it's not pouring with rain. It's going to be pouring with rain soon, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, see, I don't know anything about, but yeah, but I'm happy to be here. But I am going to other countries as well. So Argentina is in Amsterdam and Dubai. I mean, there's going to be some other, you know, places that I'm going to be doing tours. So I'm setting those up now as well, finishing up my 10-song album and doing a couple of EDM tracks. So things are moving.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I'd have. Touring all those different countries, that'd be great fun. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to play your song now, I think, Take Mine. And thank you so much for coming into the studio. And yeah, let's start with DJ D Kimball. This is Take Mine.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was DJ D Kimball with Take Mine. You are listening to Georgia on Phoenix FM and it is 10:55. How are you this morning? We would love to hear from you. Georgia's on air on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, or Phoenix FM on Twitter or Facebook. And we are here still with DJ D Kimball. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And that was his track just playing, as I said, and that is so great. I love it a lot.
Yeah, well, let me share this with you. That's a sneak preview. I have not put that track out yet. So
really?
You guys are hearing it first
that.
For the first time. Yeah,
exclusive
release, exclusive, you know. So we're gonna release that, next month. So yeah, this is my first time actually playing it.
Wow, so yeah. That's cool that we got to do that. And yeah, a little sneak preview for what's coming up. You should definitely be excited and following that. Where can they follow you?
Well, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm not going to give all this hashtag and this Instagram stuff. So I'll say if you Google DJ D Kimball, DJ is DJ, and then D Kimball, that's DEEKIMBLE. If you Google that, you'll find my Facebooks, you'll find my Instagram, you'll find my web pages, and you'll be able to follow me on Spotify, Amazon, all your music platforms.
And of course, we will be putting it up on the Phoenix 90. FM website, so you can also go there if you want to find him. And you said you're playing a gig here on Sunday.
Yes, I will. I'll be at the Beck Theater, Hayes. No, they're doing a little, you know, open mic, like a little audition UK talent show thing out there. So I figured that'll be a lot of fun. And there'll be other great artists as well too over there as well too. So I'm sure. Obviously, I'm not the only one, but come check us out if you guys are in the area. I know that's in the western part of London, I heard. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's where I would be.
Definitely worth the trip, yeah. I think. So it'll be good fun. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
No, right. But my pleasure. Thank you.
And we're going to play some music now. But once again, thank you so much for coming in. And that was DJ D Kimball here on Phoenix FM with me, Georgia. We're going to play some music now. And then we've got the news coming up for you shortly.